All right, so if this is wired up correctly already. Okay, so I look like an idiot now. Take two. Fix all of this in post-production. Now does that make more sense? Okay. Now, it's not perfect. So you'll quickly learn in this course what a bug is. And so, for instance, if I actually zoom in on this, yeah, the shuttle is not right on Cambridge Common right now.
So without further ado, here we are. Linked lists. So here we are. Ready now.
Linked lists. So if this number then increases, so I'm going to do a little formula just to save myself some time here. If this pattern increases or continues along these lines, whoops, what just happened? If this pattern continues along these lines where this is a 3 times 2, all right, let's copy that. Paste there. There we go. So if that pattern continues, but in the right-hand column, this just takes us one step, this takes us two steps, this takes us three steps, so this takes us A3 plus 1, and B, B3 plus 1.
So these are the kinds of things that for CS50 we don't care about, to be clear. It's not an exercise in aesthetics. Office hours are in progress now? That's a little strange. Peter. Interesting. Got competition. All right.
So this file here is a little more useful than the first example. At least it's a little more insightful because if we go back to our directory and choose this guy, I actually, for some testing purposes, decided to embed what I called. There's only so many people who have access to this file. Interesting. And he'll be leading a super section tonight at 6 p.m. So, what do we got? One here, one here. We need a couple of people to pair off. One here. Three. There's three of you. All right, combine two numbers. 72? Okay. And? 113. So what do what's that? Oh, and 119. So what do we got? What's the total? I'm not going to embarrass myself in doing it up here. What's our total? What's the total? What's that? 399? So the total comes to, thanks to our diligent teaching staff, 399. So close to 400. And that probably took less time than it would. Oh. $400 it is.
Find us the number 7, please.
No. 5, 19, 13. It's not a trick question. 1. At this point, your score is not very good, so you might as well keep going. 3. Go on. Frankly, I can't help but wonder what you're even thinking about. So only the top row. So you got 3 left. So find me 7. Seventeen. Oh,
7. Can the course's teaching fellows who are here stand up for a moment? We're mostly grouped here. Oh, wow. So these are just a few of the faces that you will never forget.
Oh, hi. My name is Nick, and I am human.
It says hello. Okay. Now, Yuki is either human or computer. So conversation 2. You are subject.
Hello. My name is Mike, and I am a man.
So currently, in last place, is our own teaching fellow, Ken Pereno. Who's apparently spell-checking things by hand. And if we scroll down here, perhaps is, yep, birthday boy down there, 2,695 seconds. We challenged you as a procrastinatory extra credit question to make a lolcat of some sort. Well, one of our own teaching fellows, Aaron, kind of took that to heart and ran with it. So that there, of course, in the back is Jansu, our head teaching fellow. Here's another one. Jansu there on the left. Number 3. Number 4. Number 5. And finally, in testament to exactly just how much free time our teaching fellows apparently have thus far, my favorite. Jansu, of course, being from Turkey, so... All right, week 2. What is the difference between the stack and the heap, firsthand? Tentatively, duckies?
The stack grows from the bottom, the heap grows from the top. Okay.
All right. That is at least one difference.
Not if you turn the picture upside down.
Okay.
So in week 1, for $1,000, we had this question, which was... What? Why won't my code compile?
What?
Sweet. Very nice. Especially given this prep.
The Aarons wagered... 2 to the 32 minus 1. Their answer was DJM, not correct. And so you...
So I think we lost a negative dollar amount because we exceeded the bounds of an int, which would actually give us an exceedingly high positive.
You know you're in CS50 when. Yes, all right, so fine. Go ahead and if you could round up, Wirt. So 2 to the 32. Now it's all not all serious and focused on clever approaches. So we have made a conscious decision this semester to introduce as much geek culture to Harvard as possible. Racing the clock here for something stupid, but it might be worth it. If you want to go to the lectures link, and go down to today's lecture, and you can go to the Google logo maker, and you can do fake Google. Okay. Such a waste of time. Okay. Save image as, save it to my desktop, fake dot, what was it, a GIF? GIF. Okay, now this is important. All right. Upload this to the server. You can chmod in SecureFX if you get the properties of the file, incidentally. Okay, that's don't need that anymore. Got it. All right, let's see. We got our permissions right. Good. Let's replace this ugly thing with... Okay, what's the tag for an image, quick? Image source equals, what is it, fake.gif? Okay, close that tag. Where's the damn webpage? Oh, And lest you think we've accomplished nothing today, let's go ahead and search for instance, computer science 50 on my fake Google, and you'll see it works.
The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. How is the weather?
So you may recall from the previous forensics problem set, he recovered a whole bunch of photos. Some of them we took just because it amused me and my friend. I had never noticed that the stadium mentioned the joy of manly contest. The CS50 store has debuted. So for years as an undergrad, I envied those jocks on campus who got to walk around with their DHAs. And my, how the tables have turned. Kato is sporting a lovely navy hoodie designed by Yuki, featuring all 9 of our problem sets, complete with hood and front pouch. Ken, meanwhile, supporting the same design. This is, of course, CS50. On the back is that same design. What we will do for the first, and maybe last time ever, is culminate the course in what we're calling the CS50 fair. Think back to middle school science fair, but kind of not so cheesy with test tubes and whatnot, but rather an exhibition where we book some really big space on campus, get a couple hundred tables, a couple hundred power cords, maybe a few dozen pizzas, maybe invite our friends at Amazon, Google, Microsoft, Facebook, and the like to maybe bring some t-shirts, maybe some job opportunities, maybe those little squishy balls. And we will invite everyone on campus to see this semester's final project submission, so it's your opportunity to not only show off your work to your fellow classmates, but also to others on campus as well. Not quite sure what will happen with the final project in semester's future, but we will certainly, I think, this semester go out with a bang. So, welcome to CS50. We'll see you Wednesday.